Aviation investigators are on the scene of a small plane crash in Palm Beach County that killed two people. Authorities say the single-engine aircraft went down early this afternoon in a marshy area of the Loxahatchee National Wildlife Refuge. Two bodies were found in the plane wreckage. They've not yet been identified. In Miami-Dade County, the torrential downpours over the weekend overflowed one of the county's wastewater treatment plants. And now, as reporter Wilson Sayre tells us, a swimming advisory is in place at a popular state park.
The deluge over the weekend bathed the region in as much as 8 inches of rain in some parts. So much water that the North District Wastewater Treatment Plant couldn't handle it. The plant released about 5 million gallons of partially treated wastewater into the waters around Alita River State Park on Saturday. This is the second time in as many months that the treatment plant has overflowed. In January, it released 1.2 to 1.6 million gallons of wastewater. Mall Lake, Sandspur Island, and Biscayne Bay waters inside Holliver Inlet were potentially affected on both occasions. This weekend, the county issued a public advisory warning that's still in effect against swimming in those waters. It's currently testing to see if the advisory is still needed. Results are expected Tuesday morning. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Christine DiMatte.